Hare Krishna. Yesterday we had a very wonderful TOVP fundraising in Budapest, and anyway, I was really amazed by the dedication and devotion of devotees and their wisdom in being able to relate to something that is outside of their scope of vision, namely something that's happening in Mayapur, India, many thousands of miles away. And no doubt yatras all over the world have similar experience. Last year we celebrated the 30th anniversary of the Hungarian Yatra, and for 30 years devotees have been really concentrating on developing Hungary, first purchasing a small temple, there was no real congregation at that time, that was just the Sankirtan devotees, and that was for Budapest. And then that expanded to buying the land in New Brajadam, developing New Brajadam with its many, many projects, like the holy places, building a river, building the temple, of course, and so many other things that go on. And then, of course, there was purchasing this new temple in Budapest. And that emphasis and concentration has always been there, but after all, we're part of an international society for Krishna consciousness. And although our latest and most recent fundraising, which I think listeners have heard me speak enough about, is Nitya Seva, is really our top priority. For me, it's like race with time. I want to see this done while I'm here. But still, TOVP is not only Srila Prabhupada's project, not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's treasured desire, Lord Nityananda's, But it's also our international responsibility, and we both have to have faith that by serving the mission of Gauranga, our local projects are also served. And I thought it was very important, and it was very heartened to see that devotees understood the importance of seeing outside of our own sphere of influence. Yes, that we're part of an international society for Krishna consciousness, and that we really need to see other things. Not that that hasn't happened. Our yatra has sponsored deity worship in other countries, donated to other projects. We've been as a yatra, and then the individuals as well, but as a yatra, annually giving $50,000 to TOVP and encouraging devotees to also donate. But this is something sort of a different magnitude. And just to give you an idea of the magnitude, that yesterday's fundraising was sort of equivalent to 10% of the whole Nitya Seva project that we're going for. But it will happen. Nitya Seva will happen. Radhesham will make it happen. And ultimately, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda are pleased, then they will make anything happen. We talk about having faith in Krishna, and then everything will come. So it seemed like it was the appropriate time to also apply that principle. And no doubt that same consciousness is being applied, and that same principle is being applied globally as well, where such great success has rained upon the TOVP fundraising. And it was a really wonderful atmosphere, extraordinary atmosphere. As Radha Krishna Prabhu, our new GBC, said at the end, "What happened? What happened? I don't understand what's going on here." It was such a special mood. So that was it for yesterday. And it was a wonderful event, and I hope that TOVP is well received wherever they go. Hare Krishna.